Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up, Hill Notes at about 9:20. But right now, something interesting going on in sports when it comes to investing. And in the past, you were able to maybe buy a stock certificate for a franchise. Celtics did that for a while. Packers, of course, are famously owned by their fans. But you have, I don't believe you've been yet as a regular investor, you have been yet to be able to invest in a player as opposed to putting your money into your 401k or just being a day trader or whatever. And so Rob, who is the CEO of FinLeet, is here this morning. How are you, Rob?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Now, you're from
San Diego.
San Diego. You're out of San Diego.
The future home of Duran.
that's where Jaren Duran is going to be next. But you guys are able to have created this way in which those who are listening right now could invest in a Red Sox prospect, and should he make it big, get their ROI, get their distributions going forward on everything he makes in baseball, right? Is that how this works?
Yeah, really close. Yeah, so we are a platform that allows athletes to raise capital from fans in exchange for a percentage of their potential future earnings. So the fans are able to invest in the player's career, and that's Jostinson Garcia, the password, who's tearing it up in AAA right now for you guys.
Okay, and he's making in Worcester, like, what's he making in
Worcester? I don't know the exact amount, but it's probably somewhere between $50,000, right around there, maybe a little bit less.
Okay, but he needs money for other things, like so training or what like I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this is going to go to help his family back in Venezuela. He wants to have a little bit of cushion for, getting off the field training, travel, getting better nutrition, really to help him maximize his on the field potential, and he's allowing Boston Red Sox fans to participate in that opportunity.
And how much is there a minimum investment? Is there a maximum investment? How does it work?
Yes, great question. So per the SEC, I'm not allowed to give any exact offering details. I'm supposed to direct you to finleet.com.
I'm looking at it right now.
Great. But
Wiggy,
I can tell you
might be in on this.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now, and I got the numbers right in front of me. So if you invested $1,000.
Is Wiggy allowed to say it while you're here? I don't want to get you in trouble with the SEC. Okay, yeah.
So if you invested $1,000 and he makes a $50 million career earnings, you'll get about $3,300 back.
Okay.
If you invest $1,000 and he gets a $300 million deal, you're talking about $19,850. But you can go up to the max is $10,000. So if you put $10,000 down and then he gets a $300 million deal, you're looking at $198,000 return on your investment.
And is this at the end of their career, or every contract they sign, you get the payout?
Great. So it's once they hit the major leagues, it's literally whatever they make from the team pre-tax for his on-the-field contract.
Okay.
We don't accept endorsement money. That all goes to him. It's strictly his contract with a Major League Baseball team, or if he goes to Japan and makes money, overseas as well.
But it's forever for the athlete. So the athlete is going to have to cut you in for all of their deals.
For 25 years of their playing career, which is going to be their whole career.
Yeah.
We figure if he's 50 still playing, he deserves all the money anyway.
Yeah.
So. is there like a hedge fund that you can short players that you think will stink, like bet against?
Wow. No, we don't have that yet. That's a great idea. We'll look into that one for you.
No, I think it's very they've always been viewed as commodities by the people that work in baseball. It's just interesting that they've never been seen that way by the actual public.
Right.
Wow.
Like, if you could have invested in LeBron James when he was 18 or something, you'd get a great payout.
You'd have a nice payout.
Now, there's something going on with Fernando Tatis where he had he took an investment from a hedge fund, right?
Correct.
Not private investors like you guys are doing.
Correct.
But he got $2 million from a hedge fund and now he's suing them? Is that?
Yeah. So it's been reported that he took $2 million from a private hedge fund. They're called Big League Advance. Actually, Big League Advantage. Now they changed their name. And so there's some stuff about that contract that's a little bit unique that they did, and I'm not sure if all the facts have come out yet, and I don't want to say too much about it.
Okay.
Other than it has been reported that he is suing them, saying that he does not want to honor the contract he signed.
Right. So they invested in him, mm-hmm. the $2 million,
yeah.
and now he's trying to find a way maybe to not pay out.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be interesting. But that's really the interesting thing about Finley and our dynamic is that if we had signed Tatis, he would essentially be suing his fans that are going to the stadium every day that supported him. I think it would be career just suicide to do something like that for your fans. So we feel very fortunate to be on creating a platform that's really, you know, great for the athlete by generating all these fans that are supporting them, and they'll want to help the fans out that believed in them at the early stage.
Now, as you can imagine, some of our listeners get all worked up and fired up and all negative about this, so I'll have you answer some of these questions.
Sure.
Why, if the Red Sox pay for nutrition and all the rest of this stuff, why are we investing in a prospect?
Great question. Yeah, so it's tough in single A and even the Dominican Summer League. And resources are not there all the time. The teams do a much better job now. I will give them credit for there. But there's a lot of off-the-field nutrition, off-the-field training that these players require to maximize their on-the-field potential. And there's a huge difference from a player who's a first-round draft pick that signs for $5 million that has all those resources versus, you know, a player who might have been a 10th-round pick or somebody who was a $10,000 signee from Curaçao. And, you know, they're now over here and have to figure out how to make ends meet. And those minor league resources that are available to them are limited.
Well, from my perspective, it's no different than investing in a startup. And taking a risk and getting the return based on that risk. The only difference is this is a human commodity, and I, you know, you haven't really had the opportunity to invest sports wise in a human commodity.
And you're really not going to be a fan of a hometown discount if you're part of this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're going to want the Red Sox to overpay.
Right. You will love Scott Boras.
Well, it is definitely like in it, because you guys have like five players. There's a couple different players that you have. Mm-hmm. And it is an interesting concept. They're kind of doing a little bit of it in with the NILs. Mm-hmm. I know the Fernando Tatis Jr. Mm-hmm. thing, he's saying it was predatorial loan. But where if you can invest in somebody that potentially has the potential to, you know, be a really, really good player and make a ton of money, I don't see how it's any different than, you know, investing in a stock or something like that. And some of these guys, like you said, they need to help pay their personal and private trainers or things of that nature.
There's never, other than the metaverse and crypto, there's no sure bets when it comes to investing. So I think this could be an interesting way to go with your money.
Awesome.
It'll also be interesting, though, when it comes to like betting and stuff like that. If you are somebody who gets upset because your bet loses,
how angry are you going to be if the password doesn't make it to me? To Major League Baseball?
It's definitely. But the way we look at it is you could go on eBay and spend $300 on a card that's autographed by him right now, or you could buy shares and actually have that money go to him and actually help him, and then you have a real stake in his future, right? You know that you were able to help him, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so if somebody wants to get involved, you have a website you guys have? Okay.
Finleet.com, that's FINLETE.com, and then you'll see all of our athletes on there. And Joe Stinson.
How many do you have?
So we've signed 10. We've only launched 5. We'll have 5 more coming out over the next few weeks.
Why did you pick the password?
Well, we built an AI algorithm that helps us kind of determine prospects that we feel could really resonate at the next level. Yeah.
Oh,
so
God, the nerds are taking over everything. Did Craig Breslow help you build that, or did you guys do it on your own? So you built an algorithm.
Yep.
And that's how you pick the guys that you think make the most sense to invest in.
Exactly. The players that we feel that are undervalued that have a real chance to make it in the next level.
Interesting. Yeah, all right. Well, Rob, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We are going to get the Hill Notes coming up. And right now it is Courtney. And what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels at West. 9-5 was the final. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up five runs on three hits, all coming in the bottom of the first while striking out three. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one with the Angels tonight, 9:38, first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start.
Oink! Oink!
Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Drew Holiday is on the move. He's headed out west in a trade with the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for Anfernee Simons and two second-round picks. So 26-year-old Simons was with the Blazers all 7 years of his career. Last season, he averaged 19.3 points a game. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer and a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's true.
There are some people who are so enraged by the fact that we had Rob on.
Really?
I don't understand it in the Twitch chat or on text.
Because you're investing in a person, maybe?
I don't know, they think it's a scam or what. I mean, what is different about it? Explain it to me like I'm five. What is different about investing in a person than investing in a CEO that you think is going to have success with their startup?
The men in the Twitch chat have never been lonelier. I feel sad.
And there's one guy that you can invest in, Emmanuel Classes, I believe that was
Emmanuel Classe.
Classe, he's already in the major leagues.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, so.
But it's closed now for him, I believe.
Oh, it says you can invest now next to his name.
It doesn't say open. It says close. Or it says open.
Invest now, and then.
I don't know. I'm always interested in people who find new ways to approach things. So apologize.
Eight minutes of your life.
Apologize to those who are upset by it. I think it's interesting to learn what's going on. Just to make it clear, you do not have to invest.
People are though.
I don't know if you heard that man's voice and suddenly your eyes got wide and you went to your bank and withdrew everything you had and said, "I must invest in the passport. Give the passport all of my money right now."
Passport.
Can you get your passport?
Well, I would ask this question, right? If you invested $1,000, right, in just a regular investment account, and in 25 years, would that investment be able to get you to $19,800? Because that's what $1,000 would get you if this player signed a $300 million deal.
Yeah, and granted, you are taking a risk that the guy is never going to make it, and most of them don't. But what is the difference between that and any other thing that you might invest in? Other than, as I said, the metaverse and crypto. Which
as someone who has gambled on Russian table tennis and invest money in Pokemon cards, I'm not gonna yuck anybody's yums.
Would you do this?
I don't know. I don't have enough information. I would need more information. I would need to do more research on my own. But if you feel you've done sufficient research and you want to make that investment, go for it.
But people are. I mean, there's Garcia and Worcester. There's already over $25,000 raised for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So it's just great. They have an investment simulator on the website, so I'm playing around with that, and it's like, is the return enough for you to put it in?
All right, anything else, Courtney?
That's it. That's what's trending. We will have Hill Notes coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Next.
Shime, what if you could have invested in Tom Scholz from Boston when he was in his home in Cambridge making music on his whatever kind of computer he had in the 1970s in his basement? Would you have done that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, would it be horrendous if I had him in here to do an interview and to talk about a new way to possibly do something different.
But all I'm saying, if I had the chance to invest in Travion Henderson of the New England Patriots, I might do that.
My Lord. I mean, I apologize to John in the car who says I had an interview forced on me. Nope. John, I selected that interview myself. That might be worse than if it were forced on me, apparently. I don't have any idea.
But that guy don't make much down at the Woo Sox. $35,000?
Yeah, that's what he makes playing for the Woo Sox. $35,000.
They're trying to help, you know.
In this economy?
Supplement his nutrition, his training.
Another day these people are locked in a convertible.
Oh.
In this economy?
There's not much.
Jeez. All right. Well, anyway, we are heading to the North Shore this week for roadshow number 7. And so we will see you Thursday night at my place by the sea. Menu looks perfect.
Are they paying you to go there?
And then we will be at the Beauport Hotel in Gloucester.
Oh, that's a pretty
Friday
nice
morning.
Hotel. Why would a show that's failing go there? That's such a
Who
weird...
Dat Man says, Greg seems awfully defensive. Don't know why. Yes, I'm defensive because in an effort to sometimes try to do... You know what? Maybe I'll never book another guest again.
It is interesting, though.
Come on.
They kind of do it in some... There's some companies now that they do the NILs that way where... They basically, similar to the Fernando Tatis Jr.'s, like, here, we're going to give you money, and then we won 10% of your future career earnings. And as a fan, could be part of that that investment.
You would do it. It seems like you're leaning toward doing it.
I would do it if there was a bigger payout.
Yeah, the payout's not. It's shocking to me after this past football season, and I would say, I could make... $500 here, $600 here, and Wiggy would say that's not enough. Right. That's not enough to now say because you need to be pretty sure that this guy is going to make it really big. Because $15 million payout, there's not a payout.
No, not for that. I'm looking at the $100.
But $15 million is a lot of money to make over your career, and there's no payout.
But I feel like $100 million in baseball nowadays, or even $300 million in baseball. Those guys are making that you see a lot more guys. Imagine if you invested in Devers. He already made his $300 million. He's probably going to make more than that. So, if you...
Yeah.
How many people, though, Wiggs, that are as talented as Devers...
Right. No, I know.
Actually, think of a guy like Will Middlebrooks, right?
Right.
A guy that was really talented.
Right.
Broke through, had a great year, wins the World Series in 2013, is about to hit free agency... Boom, tears his knee, his career's
right.
over.
It's a long shot. I would not invest in it. Oh, wait, did I just say that and I'm being paid? big mistake. Dump out of that, Chime.
I think that there's two levels that you need to go through as well. You need this athlete to actually sign up for the platform. I don't think Rafi Devers would ever sign
as
up.
As a prospect.
Correct.
Anthony wouldn't do it.
Right. So you have guys that really need you to bet on them. And
right. That's the purpose of it.
Right. No,
but there are so many guys who come up this way who do hit it big. I would just want a little bit more payout on the player.
Shine might know this, but apparently individuals have been investing in golfers on the European Tour for a long time. They've done that over there. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it, but it makes sense. I mean, as companies invest in players all the time. So, I mean, theoretically, if you wanted to just set up your own LLC and then just invest in somebody, I don't see why you couldn't.
It's something I really hate to bring up, but I lived in England. And while I lived there, I lived in Virginia Water, a lovely town, which is the home of Wentworth, which is the home of the European PGA. It's a lovely course. The people were very nice. Most of them were named Sven. I didn't invest in them, but my dad invested in me.
All right. Well, let's get to Hill Notes, and they are brought to you today, as they are every day, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric! Just listening to the Best of the Greg Hill Show yesterday on the way to work this morning. And Courtney says, if a guy hits me up on WhatsApp, it's an automatic no. Courtney, who are you kidding? If any guy hits you up, the only thing you ask to see is their W-2. And if they make over 200 grand a year, it's an automatic yes from you. Give me a break.
Well, I'm married, but...
Yeah, you didn't like the WhatsApp.
No, I don't.
Well,
yeah, that. I also like green text messages would have been a no for me back
in the day. Oh, because he doesn't have an iPhone.
Yeah. Again, didn't know what Santo made. So I still don't really know the exact number.
Yeah. But I think you're a little fraudulent on the icks because you were all over some and their choice of footwear during the ick bracket. But then you didn't mind what Santo was wearing at the Beachcomber broadcast.
Wearing flip-flops to go to work or wearing flip-flops to play golf, much different than wearing neon slides after a bike ride.
What is wrong with these? They are appropriate for any situation.
Oh, God. Yeah. Those look horrible.
I mean, look at
Please
those.
Please take those.
Can we get that guy we paid on again?
Yes.
Mitch, don't show those on Twitch.
Also, the people that like to come at me for liking nice things, like, what are you trying to say here? Like, thank you. Santo makes good money, and I like nice things.
I got confirmation the other day on the flip-flop ick. And apparently, you can weigh in on this. For Lindsay, it's wearing flip-flops while wearing sweatpants. Mm. That's a real... That takes the ick even further.
Wow. Mm.
Which, what's more perfect than that? Like, you're getting up on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. You don't have to worry about tying shoes or dealing with socks. Or you just throw the flip-flops on and your sweats, and you're ready to go. Any activity.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to my queen about that, because I thought it would be more jeans with flip-flops. Like, sweatpants with flip-flops don't matter to me.
That doesn't bother you.
No, that doesn't bother you? I mean, I'm just going from the woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I feel like... Excuse me, maybe it's my wife. Any guy in flip-flops is like with sweatpants. Unless you're on the beach and you're like on a beach.
But if you're like running out to get a coffee and you just like you're wearing sweatpants and.
Flip-flops, yeah, it's kind of.
Oh, I don't know.
Icky.
Curtis, did you know a texter on the Subaru of New England text line would like you to know that you can self-deport to England and get $1,000? There are a lot of places that are paying you to live there now.
Yep, Italy.
I know you're very intrigued by Italy.
Yes.
How much will Italy pay you, or do they give you a home?
Italy will pay you and also help you get a home. I want to say it was like $30,000.
Yeah, but don't you have to live in like a relatively remote-ish location? Yeah,
there were some beautiful places, though.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. If you can work from home and do that, like, you're golden, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're probably not going to be in Positano or somebody. No. Like but...
I don't know. I mean, some of the places I saw in Italy were beautiful. Where
the Italian countryside.
Trentino is getting in on the action, offering to pay people 100,000 euros to relocate there.
Okay, how much
is Trentino?
That's a lot of cash.
How much is 100,000 euros, Curtis?
$10.
Can we have Jackson just do this, like apply and see if it's real or not?
Wow. Mitch, grab some photos of Trentino. Gorgeous.
Right.
In the mountains, but there also seems to be a gorgeous lake. Wow.
How much is 100,000 euros?
I think it ends up being like $100,000.
Yeah, it's roughly the same.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah. All right, wow. Imagine that.
No.
That's not bad at all. Now you can really invest in some ball plays.
I think here in the U.S., we're currently paying you $100,000 to come here and live here.
That place is beautiful.
Oh, is that only Massachusetts, Curtis?
That's just Massachusetts. That's just Massachusetts.
That is nice.
That place is beautiful.
I'd live there.
Honestly, I would live in Italy.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Right?
I've never been, but...
It's beautiful.
Courtney.
I mean, look at the photos. I mean, that's beautiful. And you're getting $100,000 to do it?
Yeah.
And they're probably going to help you get a crib.
Yeah, you got to learn Italian, though, Wiggy.
That's all right.
People speak English.
Yeah, they have those phones nowadays where you can just walk around and they speak it and translate it for you.
Rosetta Stone their ass.
Yeah, I think you can even have with the AirPods, I thought I saw this, your phone will translate it right into your ear.
Correct. Like in real time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
People are still stuck on the text line on the no green text being an if for you.
Yeah. That's a massive ick.
Because they don't have an eye.
So with Courtney. This is a millennial take, but a lot of millennials feel this way.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Green, like, step it up, man.
Prior to meeting Lauren, if I ever texted a girl and it was green, I stopped texting them.
Yeah.
I just straight up ghosted them.
Yeah.
No response.
Well, it was also a violation of the order. when you were texting them in the first place.
There's a litany of Android chicks that are saying what may have been.
Yeah.
Because green is like, is that even really a cell phone?
That seems so shallow.
Oh, it's
by
not
your generation.
Oh, great, calling someone shallow.
It's not shallow. To me, it indicated that they were probably a bad texter. Like, they don't care about their phone, so they're probably not going to give the effort.
Oh, get out of here. It's because they don't have the iPhone 27A.
Greg, I specifically leave group chats that have people that don't have iPhones because it gets annoying.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Sean.
Why?
100%. Because
you still get the text. It's just green.
No.
Like, who gives a
damn? No, but you can't use the same emojis. You can't use the same GIFs. Like, a lot of the time, if you want to, like, snooze the group chat or, like, mute it so you don't get notifications, it doesn't work.
It's hard to send videos and pictures and the FaceTime element.
And there are a lot of phones that are not iPhones that are more expensive than iPhones. So it's not a money thing.
Well, also, some of those people who don't have iPhones also only have like two pairs of pajamas.
Well, that's fine. But like Honey Badger, Coco is so detached. I'm not being detached. I'm being honest.
Yeah, you're being honest. Yeah. Up front and honest.
IRL.
A bald white man of privilege from the suburbs with a huge ego. And I am here to denounce the Boston Red Sox, the ownership, the coaching staff, and the general manager. I will remove the silver spoon from my mouth, kick off my slippers and smoking jacket, and hide under my four-post bed until changes are made. And I will only leave my dwelling of privilege to play with my friend Ken.
Oh, is that about me?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
maybe I'll have us guessing the whole time.
You're upset with the Red Sox.
Well, he said bald-headed white guy with privilege.
But I thought he said something about the seaport, too.
Yeah.
No, I think he said the suburbs or something.
Yeah. I don't live in the suburbs. Yeah. I live in the great city of Boston.
Curtis holds the Red Sox accountable. I think that's a good thing to do.
I guess that guy's happy with the team. I don't know.
Your lead this morning was, do you want Alex Cora fired?
If I were his boss, he'd be fired.
He would be.
Oh, yes. Huh?
Hmm.
If he was any other coach of any other team, it would be unanimous that his job was on the line. Like,
why does he get a pass here? Because he won one?
Yeah, and I think people generally hate John Henry far more than they hate him.
Hmm.
Yeah, they like him. He's a likable person. He's always talking to the media, and I think, you know, that's part of it. And then he kind of, you know, took the L and went down. And
Gerard Mayo was always talking to the media. He was just saying different things based on what day it was. But, I mean,
they like Cora. I don't know. But any other person would be forgetting. You know, they said pay Rafi would be like, John, fire Cora.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, people love Cora. It's just, I mean,
you're right. Joe Mazzulla won one. A year ago,
right.
And there are people that don't think he's the guy.
And guaranteed, if they stink next year, they'll be like, get that man out of here, fire him. You know,
including players, would you say that Brad Stevens is in the Mount Rushmore of number one or like of achievers in Boston sports right now?
Yes.
Like, I feel like he may be the most underrated person in all of Boston sports. When you look at the disaster of Breslow and Cora, you look at Elliot Wolf and Don Sweeney, like, never has the best GM been so head and shoulders above the rest like it is right now.
This looks like the Drew Holiday deal looks like another really good deal for the Celtics. Like, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they get a guy. I mean, obviously, he stinks on defense. They get a guy who can shoot three-pointers, but it's an expiring contract. But I think the part of it is you're able to get money out of there. That's where it looks good. You're able.
Because they've clearly told him you got to offload some salary.
Right. And more's got to be coming down the pipeline, right?
Yeah.
If they're starting to do this now, I guess then the next shoe to drop is, I know you brought up Derek White, Jaylen Brown. We obviously think about Porzingis, but it's going to be a completely different looking team next year.
Curtis, what do you say to this 603 text? If they fire Cora, then you have to say goodbye to Bregman because he will 100% opt out.
Scott Boras is his agent. If they pay him the most, he'll be here.
Okay. Red Nicky Hampton to the Greg Hill Show. Stopping on a kitchen for shopping at Costco. Toilet paper. Getting swabs, Ben and Jerry's, cheap hot dogs, Mike Irani, tow truck hook. I tell you, folks, bulk shopping's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top of the line at the Costco. It's a long way to the top of the line at the Costco. So yeah, say that you're a bulk shopping fan. Then take a ride with me to Costco, man. It's a long way to the top of the line to Costco.
All right. Another one from the Costco cowboy there.
Oh, I love funny. Him.
He doesn't miss.
I noticed that Costco has instituted, a lot of people are talking about it, a get it now, pay later program.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is good in this economy, but I don't know if people are going to rack up a ton of debt that they can't pay or whatever.
Probably so.
In this economy?
Yeah.
I mean, we called that back in the day. Layaway.
Yes, oh, yeah. That's correct. Yes.
They're using a firm for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like every website now. You can use a firm, Afterpay, Klarna.
Yeah. And then you don't have to actually pay for it until.
No, you have to pay.
But in the future.
It's like every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a payment plan.
It's a payment plan. And then if you don't pay, you get a fine.
Okay. All right.
This message is from my boy Wiggy, Coach Wiggy.
Caca, caca.
How you say chocolate? In Espanol is chocolate. Repeat it after me. Chocolate.
Caca!
Chocolate.
You got it.
All right.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah, excuse me. I just tuned in about 5 minutes ago, and you guys haven't covered the Drew Holiday trade at all.
My God.
Yeah, that was quick.
I mean, there's a lot going on. We try to get to all of it and mix it around a little bit here and there.
We did cover it, but I guess you got to cover it every
5 minutes. Started the show at 6 o'clock talking about the Drew Holiday trade.
Right.
Talked about it through till 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
Guy checked in at 6:50. He's very upset.
Got to pick it back up at 6:50.
Welcome back.
Yes, numbnuts, I'm going to welcome myself back to Hill Notes. This is a flex, but I was in Vegas at the World Series of Poker last week. Very disappointed I missed Bernie's. I would have loved to have met the Jackson guy or the show recap guy, but you just continue to irritate me. You talk about an Achilles heel this morning. You're the Achilles heel to the morning show. Sighing and moaning when Lewis called in. You continue to rip Shime about his golf game, but you run for my request for a match? Well, let me try this. Shime and I will take you and Greg on your boy toy in a best ball match. Pause. What do you say, numbnuts?
Yeah,
I didn't agree to any of this.
Hey, Mr. Kata.
I would say the person that keeps trying to invite himself to events that aren't there is a little obsessed. Just say, my summer's relatively booked. I'll be in Hawaii for July, and I'll be getting ready for football in August.
There's a lot of effort involved in those Hill Notes from Angry Principal Dave.
Very unwell.
Really? How many takes? Is it just one take, or does he probably scripts it out, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, I guess he didn't do well at the World Series of Poker because he kind of stopped with just saying he was there.
But I do like the play on the World Series of Poker with the actor who played Mr. Carter.
Gabe Kaplan?
Kaplan, I believe.
Not Gabe Kapler, but Gabe
then
Kaplan. Yeah.
Also was a...
Gabe Kapler, what a boy toy.
Red Sox, great.
Was a commentator for the World Series of Poker several years.
He was?
Yes, he was big into the world. So I like how we use the Welcome Back Carter song and how it related to the World Series of Poker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Question in the Twitch chat. Curtis, who goes to Hawaii in July?
I am. You'd be happy. Welcome to. Actually, it's pretty crowded over there, but it's lovely. I'll be in Kauai, the green island.
Pretty sure, actually, it's like its busiest month, isn't it?
I mean, hey, I'm sure you'll be going in November there, whoever asked that question.
Curtis, you're so detached.
Full 2 weeks off for you, Curtis. Have you ever had full
Never.
2 weeks?
Never. Well, except for rehab.
But
last time I went to Kauai, the Mutt and Callahan show got canceled, so hopefully I come back to a job.
Well, we'll do our best without you, Curtis.
Oh, you'll be fine.
In regards to whether or not you can ground your club before hitting the ball, I have the definitive answer.
My God, who the hell cares?
True.
I was going to ask, what does that mean? Is that
so
when you
put... when you're setting up for a shot, and you see a golfer put his club down, and then take a practice swing, you cannot let your... Before you hit your ball in a sand trap, You cannot let your club touch the sand.
Oh.
Okay? So you have to step right up, no practice swing, and you just have to smooth it,
as we
like to say.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On our way to 100, at least today. Curtis, what are we at currently? We hit 90 yet?
Let's see. Right now, let me open up 94 in Boston. Oh,
okay. Wow. Well, hope you can find air conditioning or find the pool or find the lake or find the water. And I hope that you continue to listen to Jones and Keith. The Celtics have traded Drew Holiday, and he helped you get Banner 18, and they say farewell to him, and you can talk about that with those guys coming up next and all day long here at WEEI.
And a quick PSA, if you're really hot and you're driving to a pool or a lake, the dog that has fur is even hotter. Do not leave him or her in the car.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. And your elderly neighbors, please think of them.
Greg's at Echelon, bring something. Right.
And the mailmen. Think of them.
Yeah.
On this hot day.
The male people.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
If you could,
male people.
Classic Chime.
Apologies.
I mean, really.
The most important people.
So you're leaving.
Leave them some cold water.
Leaving the half of the male people out of it when you say male men.
Sorry. That's my apologies. Fine.
Most important people. Shout out to my best friend. Are the trash people. Because not only are they in the heat, they got to deal with the smell, the rodents, the little cucarachas, all that stuff. And,
What about people who are working in a hot kitchen at your favorite lunch spot all day?
That is true.
Take care of them.
Yeah, that is really true.
I would volunteer to do it. Is anybody thinking about keeping Tres Leche cool over the next couple of days?
Oh, I think so.
If they need a fan or some kind of a sponge bath or something like that.
I think there are some brothers that will keep Trey's Leche's cool.
So? All right. Well, on that note, I guess we'll go for today. But we will be back tomorrow morning. Despite what some of you may want, we are here tomorrow morning at 6. Good luck surviving for what might be the hottest day of the summer. You can do it with Jones and Keith all day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.